Thank you for tuning in to Power Walk. I hope you're excited to learn from our message today, but very quickly let me remind you that Power Walk offers many helpful resources online at powerwalkministries.org. Our current series on this broadcast is titled Family Living God Style. It's taught by author and speaker Pastor Paul Cannings. We take all sorts of measures in life to protect our families, our homes, our vehicles, and ourselves. But what measures do we deliberately take to protect ourselves from the tactics of our arch enemy, Satan? Dr. Cannings challenges us to beware of our enemy and protect our families through part one of his message titled, Terror Alert, Safeguard Your Marriage. And now, here's Dr. Cannings.
You know, I don't mind traveling, but boy, going through all this stuff at the airport, I feel like a criminal when it's done. It's necessary, it's important, and we need to do it to preserve life. This process means that everything about you is checked, unfortunately. It means your bag is checked. It means sometimes they take your belt off. Sometimes you have to go through a scanner that they see things I don't agree with. And then they tap you down. They're going to check to make sure that there is no way you can be on that plane and hurt somebody. Now, folks, if we will go to that much to preserve life, why don't we do the same thing when it comes to the life of a marriage? A marriage that represents Christ and the church, a marriage that brings life into it in terms of children that can damage other people's lives because they're not raised with a love for God because they don't see that in their parents. How can we just let kids turn out and be what they're going to be, send them into the world, into the marketplace, knowing that their habits and their behavior is not right? But we raise them and we're so busy doing so much that we don't do everything necessary to keep Satan out of our house. Oh, the airports do everything to keep terrorists off of a plane, but do we do everything possible to keep Satan out of our homes? This is what we want to look at in Genesis chapter 3 as we seek to keep the terrorist Satan from damaging our homes. How do we safeguard our marriages? How do we keep them from falling apart? How do we keep our children from becoming so absorbed in the world that they don't grow up to be what God wants them to be? God gives us some key principles in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says this. It says, "Now the serpent was most cunning of all the animals that the Lord God had made. And the serpent asked the woman, 'Did God really tell you not to eat from any of the trees in the garden?'" Now, the first thing he's trying to do is to create doubt. Why? Because the minute you create doubt, it's over. In James chapter 1, the Bible teaches us this from verse 5 through verse 9, but for the sake of time, verse 7. "For that man who doubts ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. The man cannot expect to gain anything from God." Underline, double underline, anything. The situations that we face in our lives, sometimes we begin to doubt. Is God really going to come through? Is God really going to fix this marriage? Is God really going to help this man to change so that I can be in this marriage and have some peace in it? Or this woman to change so I can have some peace in it? Is God going to make my family better so that this children would not be so difficult to live with and to develop as a single parent especially? Is God going to do this? And we start to question it rather than just seek to obey God and to do what God says and to trust God to come through. Or do we begin to question him, doubt him, back up, start not doing our Bible study, start not obeying God in the tough situations by keeping his word in my heart so that I don't sin against him? See, folks, when we doubt, Satan has made his way in. Here's another thing that we can do to let this terrorist in. God had told this to Adam in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Adam got the message from God from verse 15 through verse 17 that this is a tree, that you don't eat this fruit from this tree. Don't eat it from this tree. He didn't say don't pick from it. He says just don't eat this fruit from this tree. Adam, don't do it. Adam taught Eve, because Eve is telling the serpent what she heard from her husband. So Adam washed his wife with the word. She understood what was being said to her. She could even critique it. So she clearly knew what was said. She left out the word surely and she put in the word touch. But she can critique it this way. She can say this in this way and quote it just almost perfectly because she heard it from her husband and she knew what was said. But in spite of the fact that Adam knew it, in spite of the fact that Eve knew it, none of them ever went and picked from the tree of life. They had all this time. Oh, folks, I've shared this with my children over and over again when they were younger. Delayed obedience is the first step to disobedience. The first step. If God ever said for us to do something and then we delayed in doing it, we have done the first thing that would lead to disobedience. You never delay in disobeying God. There's a terrorist trying to break through. Oh, folks, you could see a clear example of this in Genesis chapter 4. In Genesis chapter 4, when Cain did not bring the proper offering based on what his parents taught him, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and Abel was a man of faith in Hebrews chapter 11 because he obeyed God based on his word. So it wasn't that they didn't get a word from their parents, because the issue is faith in Hebrews 11. So Cain chose to bring what he brought. And God was not pleased. And God told Cain, come on, Cain, you could change the situation, man. But you can't delay in changing it, because Satan is right there trying to get the opportunity to come in. If anger sits around a long time, Satan gets a foothold. See, you can't delay in obeying God. Don't wait for a feeling. Don't wait for a shake. Don't wait to feel the spirit. Just do what he says he called us to do. When you tell your kids to clean up the room, you're not waiting for them to feel inspired. You're not waiting for them to hear from God. You are expecting them to do it. You've provided the room. You provided the bed. You provided the clothes. You provided the sheet, the pillow. You provided everything. You provided a vacuum for them to vacuum. You don't understand their excuse. God is saying, I keep you breathing. I woke you up. I took you to your job. I preserved you on the highway. I took care of your family. I've commanded you to obey me. And if you keep my word in your heart, you will not sin against me. You preserve it in there. If you commit to obey me, my love will become perfected in you. You'll fall in love with me. And when you're in love with me, you will keep my commands. Well, folks, you cannot delay when God speaks. It's like that commercial used to say, E.F. Hutton, I will do what it says. Folks, the third thing we learn in this, Satan always seems credible. He always seems credible. That's why the word of God must never be an option to obey. Because Satan is attacking the word of God. He's not attacking Adam and Eve. He's attacking the word of God. Because if he could get them to violate the word of God, it's over. So he's putting the word of God on the siege. And he sounds so credible. Oh, man, he's quoting scripture. It's just like when he was tempting Jesus. He went to quoting scripture. That's how arrogant Satan is. How are you going to quote scripture to the very word of God, Jesus? But he did it anyway. That's how arrogant he is. Sin is arrogant, folks. Look at this. He says, did God really tell you not to eat of the trees of the garden? Did he really tell you that? In other words, did Satan hear the word of God? Yes, he did. Did Satan hear what God told Adam? Yes, he did. Did Satan hear when Adam told Eve? Yes, he did. He waited for all of that to take place. All of it. Why? Because the word of God, once it's polluted, the Bible says demons have free way in doing whatever they want to do. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 4 says that. You can't pollute the word of God. You cannot listen to Satan. This is how you know something's of Satan. They deny the word of God. The Bible says Antichrist is anyone who is against Christ. Christ is the word of God. Anyone who speaks against the word of God. That's why the Bible would say in Psalm 1, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't listen to their advice. Don't listen to what they call wisdom. Don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't stand in the way of a sinner. Don't, when a sinner is trying to go where he's going and do what he's going to do, don't get in his way. Don't try to convince him. Don't try to change him, because bad company corrupts good character. Don't sit in the seat of a scoffer, a person who is scoffing at you, who's saying, oh, man, why are you staying with that husband? You're wasting your time with him. He's nothing. Girl, you're good looking. You got a job. You have an education. You get out there and find you a better person. Why are you with him? Man, you could find somebody better. Why are you going to deal with the arguments and the stress? You've been married how long? Man, it's time for you to look for somebody else. He says, don't sit in the seat of a scoffer. Don't listen to their counsel. When they're scoffing against the word of God, you get away. Even Adam should have picked up and leave, because Satan would always seem very credible, because he will come like he knows something when he talks to you. Very intelligent, smart, bright. I mean, look at what the scripture says about him. Now, the serpent was the most cunning of all the animals that the Lord God had made. The most cunning. The credibility of the person seems great. But when you look at their life, the Bible says you will know a false prophet, you know a false teacher, by watching their lifestyle. They can't keep up what they're saying. They could only say it. So folks, and the Bible is saying, they will sound bright, sound smart, but you must not walk in their counsel. Here's the fourth thing we can learn to keep a terrorist out of our marriage, by putting it through the metal detector, which is the word of God. He says, don't alter God's word. God is always going to build in grace, but don't alter it. You know, God didn't tell them don't pick from the tree. God didn't tell them don't touch the fruit. God says, don't eat it. So if Eve had picked it, throw it on the ground, stomp on it, or just touch it, there was nothing magical about this tree. It was just an issue of disobeying the word of God. That's what the issue was. The issue was surrendering a will to God, and they chose not to. It has to be a predetermined act that a person is going to do when they know the truth. To know what to do and not do it is sin. What led to sin is that they knew what to do and they chose not to do it. Folks, you want to let a terrorist in, that's all you got to do. It's to disobey God because the marriage is bad, it's just stressful, and I just don't feel like this anymore. You drop God. If you didn't hold on to the word of God, you've let a terrorist in. Boy, and he could create so much damage. He could blow things into so many pieces. You can't imagine the damage that would be on your life for eternity. Don't listen to the terrorists. Trust God.
Thank you, Dr. Cannings. It's so important to stay in God's word every day. Because, as Dr. Cannings has stated, if the enemy gets us to violate his word, it's all over. Reverend Cannings, we're thankful for how God is using you and the ministry of Power Walk to make a difference in communities in our country and in many parts of Africa. Friends, I'd like to share our need with you here at Power Walk. To be able to finish the year in the black, our immediate need is for $275,000. Would you prayerfully consider making a generous year-end donation to Power Walk? You can log on to powerwalkministries.org to make your donation. You can also call us at 281-260-7402. Or you can mail your donation to P.O. Box 920-517, Houston, Texas 77092. Your gifts are tax deductible. Join us again weekdays right here. And remember, the Word of God, as you meditate on it, can be a shield and protect you.